Friends, and How I Met Your Mother. I'm David.
I'm Natalie.
How are you, Natalie?
I'm okay.
You feeling better?
Slightly. I'm still a little congested. Got a bit of a cough, yeah. But I've been sick for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. What if I actually didn't know all this?
That'd be strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Monday that we're recording.
Mm-hmm, recording on a Monday, yeah.
We had a fun weekend.
We really did, yeah. Yeah, saw some friends, had some food, saw a band.
Trying to stay posy. The news is bad. The news is always bad.
Yeah, but sure.
Trying to...
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot to be, you know, thankful for.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'm like in a good... I had a really, like, productive day at work today.
Oh, I love that.
And so I feel... good about myself productive. Right now. Yeah, I feel productive, and that's a good feeling. Good. We are the biggest dorks.
Yeah, should we just scratch this episode so far and re-record?
No, I don't think so. Do you really think we should?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that. We got too much to get to.
Okay.
I got some salmon I got to put in the oven later.
Ugh, gross.
Well, the salmon doesn't stink up the place the way the cod does. That's the one that really...
Really
bugs you is when I make my quinoa cod creamy tomato sauce dish.
I like the quinoa part of it. It's just
except I make it with chicken stock.
Yeah.
Wow, this is such a boring podcast.
Yeah. It's the worst.
I think maybe we need to be like in worse moods to podcast. Like maybe we're too like content right now and relaxed to be good at podcasting.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever good at podcasting. No, you are.
No, you're the best, as we've learned. People like your recaps better than mine. Speaking of which, we recap... This is a show where we watch an episode of Friends and an episode of How I Met Your Mother. We recap them, but we also compare and contrast. We have a bunch of segments, and if you're new to the show, welcome. It's going to be a good time. So we're on season 4, episode 14 of both Friends and How I Met Your Mother. Season 4, episode 14 of Friends is called The One with Joey's Dirty Day. And season 4, episode 14 of How I Met Your Mother is, I have completely thrown a blank on what it's called. Possimpable. It's called Possimpable. That's right. We're going to put a pin in Possimpable, if you can imagine that. And we're going to start with season 4, episode 14 of Friends, the one with Joey's Dirty Day. So Joey's going, he's at his apartment now, going through his fishing tackle, and Phoebe is, laughing at all the funny names of the fishing tackle. Ross is playing around with a fishing pole, and he knocks over a lamp. So at first I thought that Joey and Ross were going on a fishing trip together, but Ross is just fucking around. Joey and his dad go on a fishing trip every year, we learn. But Joey's excited to go on the fishing trip with his dad, but also he's excited when he comes back because he's been cast in a Charlton Heston movie. Yeah. He's going to act opposite Charlton Heston. Chandler, by the way, is still moping about after Kathy cheated on him, or did she? You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it seemed like the things he said to her made it seem like.
Yeah.
They were over.
Yeah.
So I don't think... I'm not really mad at Kathy here.
Yeah. Maybe she... I mean, she rebounded quickly, but that's fine.
So did Ross. I'm still in the camp that Ross did nothing wrong with Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was also... what you and I were just talking
just
about...
recently.
Oh, the episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, she's the maid.
Yeah, where Jerry has a maid... And then starts sleeping with the maid, and then she stops cleaning, but he still pays her when he comes over, when she comes over.
Yeah.
That's Chloe. Yeah. Angela Featherstone is the actress. All right, so Chandler's moping about. He's still in his sweats. He was not leaving the house. There's a little like funny moment where he and Joey bond over both having been like cuckolded by Kathy, right?
Yeah.
And then Joey has this whole theory. Barney style, almost, about the phases of grieving and grieving a relationship, specifically in Chandler's in phase one, which is the sweatpants and not leaving.
Yeah.
And he's just and Joey just wants to be back from his fishing trip in time for phase two, which is strip club.
Yeah.
which I think I say this every time strip clubs come up. I am 40. I'm a man. I'm 40. I've never been to a strip club.
Right. Yeah, I think we've talked about this on the pod, but I have.
I know, but like at a certain point, is it embarrassing that I haven't? Like, should I go?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I think, like, we can go to Jumbo's anytime.
That's not a strip club. I've been to Jumbo, yeah.
I know, but okay. I'm just saying, like, isn't that good enough?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jumbo's, for those who don't know, is a bikini bar mm-hmm. here. Like, so
but
it's
they
like,
do dances. They perform.
Yes,
and there's
but they just don't take their... There's yes, poles. There's poles, they're in bikinis.
They dance for tips.
Yeah, they just don't take the clothes off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, I mean, if you go to an actual strip club, you can't drink.
What?
An actual strip club where they're naked, you can't drink.
In California?
If they're fully nude, you don't get to drink, or at least that's been my experience. Maybe in California.
Wow. Why are people going to these strip clubs then?
Well, just there's usually a bar next door. So in the case that the one that I went to, it was like, there's a bar that very much like a Jumbo's, like a bikini bar next door to an actual, like fully nude.
Oh, okay.
Strip club. Maybe that was just the rules that the one that I went to.
Yeah. Listeners, call to action. What are your experiences with strip clubs?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the whole cold open. Then we get into, like clockwork, this is episode 14, which means there's a new opening title sequence. Right. There's a whole bunch of different clips.
Yeah.
It seems to happen every season at episode 14. And then we get to... tell me if I'm wrong about this. This isn't exactly new set who dis, because we've seen Rachel at work a lot. But this time we actually got an establishing shot of Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
And that seemed... But like I said, I'm always taking notes while I'm watching, so maybe it's been happening the whole time and I just didn't notice. Yeah. But I don't remember ever seeing, like, the Bloomingdale's, like, sign.
Yeah.
Before we saw Rachel's work. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. What is that called in a scene?
Establishing shot?
New establishing shot, who dis?
Yeah, new establishing shot, who dis? So she's still... dressing Tate Donovan, Joshua.
Yeah.
There's a joke about his hands being large, I think,
mm-hmm.
because she's trying to get a glove size.
Yeah.
Do you know your glove size? I have no idea what my glove size is. I never bought sized, like I've bought like medium or large gloves.
No, but I think I would buy like a child's glove because I have small
hands. Dainty little hands. Yeah. But, yeah, I've never bought, like, fancy gloves. There's a... I don't know. Someday we should, if this podcast continues after we're done with these shows, Will and Grace should be in the running for one of our shows. Mm, okay. But there's a running joke. Bobby Cannavale plays a cop that Will is dating, who more than once has let a crime... happen because he's been overly distracted by a nice pair of gloves.
That's very funny. I like that Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah, he seems like a good egg. Rachel's boss, the Brit, asks Rachel because his niece, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Is in town.
Her daughter.
Was it daughter
or niece?
I can't remember. And it's about Rachel's age, and he's got them tickets to see Deflatormouse. And Rachel says, yes, she'll go. And then almost immediately, Joshua asks her if she wants to come to his new nightclub that he's opening.
He's like the same night.
Yeah. So she agrees to both without thinking. And then there's another Seinfeld type joke where the British guy says that Deflatormouse has two out of the three tenors
stolen from Seinfeld.
Yeah. Back at the apartment, Chandler has decided he's not getting out of his sweats. He's not even getting out of the chair. Joey comes back from his fishing trip and he stinks.
Yeah.
He hasn't showered in 3 days and there's another reason we'll get to it in funniest moments.
Oh yeah.
Rachel is trying to get someone to go with, Emily is her name. Mm-hmm. is the niece, to go with Emily to the opera instead of her. No one can. The only person who's free that night is Ross, and he's not inclined to be doing Rachel any favors so that she can go hang out with a guy, but...
she convinces him.
My first thought, I'm glad that the writing was better than this, because I thought, like, he's insisting he doesn't want to go. There's a knock at the door. I thought, oh, okay.
She's going to
be hot, and he's going to be... But, yeah. But, I mean, and she is a very pretty lady, but that's not what happened. She is in a terrible mood and is awful to everyone.
Yeah.
But Ross still goes. The actress's name is Helen Baxendale, or Helena Baxendale. Mm-hmm. I didn't know her, but it's very similar to my name, Bax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
If you married her, would you change your last name to Baxendale? Because it would almost be like a hyphenated name, but it would still be your name.
Baxendale Bax. That's what we would do.
Bax Baxendale?
Bax Baxendale. Yeah, whichever one she likes. Yep. Bax Baxendale. Yeah, so it's the next morning. Joey still stinks because he was so tired he fell asleep.
He just went right into his room.
Yeah, and didn't shower, and now he's late for his movie shoot with Charlton Heston, and he reeks, so it's bad. Rachel didn't even see Joshua at the club, but she did get into a fist fight in the line outside.
Yeah.
Chandler is ready for the strip club. Even though it's like 9 a.m. and he says, like, they have a breakfast buffet, which is like, is that true? Like, I know they have food, right? I don't know anything about strip clubs. I'm such a dork.
Yeah. And I'm the wrong person to ask, cause I've only been to the one and there was no food.
Okay.
Or maybe there was, and I just
didn't
order any.
Yeah. I remember there was
I know there's like cool vegan ones in Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. So they must have food if they're vegan. What else would be?
Oh, no. Yeah. They have like full, they have like brunch. They have like.
Yeah. There was, when I worked at a video store in Chicago, it was like mostly a porn store. And there was a bar up the street. I'm not going to say the name of it in case it's still around. It's kind of a douchey bar. And they had a brunch thing that they called Smut Breakfast. And they would like have porn on the TVs during brunch. And they would like come get their porn from our video store.
That's fun.
I never went.
Seems like a good time.
I don't know. Nah, it seems like a funny idea, but...
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Where was I? Then Ross calls. It turns out he and Emily had a blast deflator mouse and decided to go off to Vermont for the night. Mm-hmm. So they're like in a little B&B. I wonder if it has separate taps for the hot and cold water, like on Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate when they do that. I hate like
separate taps. Like that. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you want to be able to like modulate. You don't want to have one or the other.
You want like warm water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which one are you going to wash your face with? Are you going to wash your face with frigid cold water, or are you going to scald your face off with the hot water? You want something in between, right?
Yeah.
All right. Listeners, call to action. Do you like...
hot or cold water?
Do you like sinks that have separate taps for hot and cold water?
I feel like no one would.
Well, you never know. Let's see. Oh, man. We never heard, I forgot I had a little like notes app that I was putting calls to action and correspondence things in. No one has owned up to having a blanket fort kink.
Oh man. Just me then?
Okay. Let's see. Sorry.
Where are we?
Vermont.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing too many things at once.
So Ross and Emily are in Vermont.
Yeah, Rachel's not happy about it. But Monica and Phoebe are happy to take Chandler to the strip club and be his guy friends for the day. Let's see. Joey shows up on set.
Charlton Heston.
The assistant director is played by Carlos Lacamara. And he has... He's like Chris Farley in Wayne's World. He's there to give the exposition that Charlton Heston's dressing room has a private shower.
Right.
Because Chandler still stinks and he's trying to blame it on Charlton Heston. We see him very briefly, Charlton Heston, in this scene. Then we get to the strip club, and I'm excited to be at the strip club because they're playing Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
It's No Good by Depeche Mode.
Yep. New Set Who Dis strip club.
Yeah, yeah. So Monica and Phoebe are like becoming friends with the strippers, which is bothering Chandler because they're keeping him from being able to objectify them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they like are on like first name bases.
Yeah. Bases? Yeah. And they're like sharing recipes or something.
Yeah. Convincing them to like go back to school for teaching.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So then Joey's taking a shower and Charlton Heston comes in and has a great scene where he gives Joey a pep talk about acting, but then threatens him.
Yeah. He's wearing a gun and a holster.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because he's in character.
Well, I think that's just always his default.
Like Dave Bautista in Glass Onion.
Yeah.
You know, Dave Bautista is 54 years old.
Doesn't like surprise me.
Really?
Yeah. You think he's younger?
Yeah, I thought he was like my age. Hmm. 40. No. Anyway, now I know you're going to disagree because we talked very briefly and then you wanted to change the subject last week about Clint Eastwood. And like, so Charlton Heston is another guy I don't like. I mean, obviously he's gone now, but I never liked his politics. Always liked him. Hmm. Always liked him as an actor, but also there's a there's a great story where he's in a movie called Major Dundee. Let me make sure I get the
Major Dundee. That doesn't work.
It's
an action.
Okay, so it's a Sam Peckinpah movie called Major Dundee, and Charlton Heston apparently signed up for this movie because he wanted to work with Sam Peckinpah. The studio hated what was happening and tried to fire Sam Peckinpah, and Charlton Heston basically said, if you lose him, you lose me, and kept Peckinpah on the job. It only worked for a little while because the studio still took the movie away from him when it was done and completely re-edited it, but it finally came out in the original director's cut in like 2005 or 6. Anyway, so stories like that, like Charlton Heston was one of those guys, I guess, kind of like Tom Cruise is now, who's like, obviously, there are things that are terrible about Tom Cruise. When it comes to the movies, he's like very dedicated to like making good movies and supporting filmmakers and stuff. And so I guess as a movie guy, I have that sort of soft spot towards Charlton Heston because I've liked him as an actor and he loved movies and cared about making movies. But also his politics were really bad for
like
me.
Like the whole like NRA president and like Reagan love of it all is a little distracting for me.
I can separate.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Chandler did not enjoy the strip club. Joshua still hasn't called. Phoebe decides that, okay, so we're not good at being guys, but we're good at being girls and girls can listen. But then Chandler's the one who is listening to them, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're talking about the strippers they found hot.
Yeah. Which is phase three.
He starts to picture himself in threesomes with his friends and strippers.
Yeah.
Okay. finally, for the first time in the episode, we finally are at the perk. And Joey is sad that he didn't get to go to the strip club. Ross is in a great mood about Emily. Rachel's still pissed off. And that's kind of the end of the episode, except for there's a tag at the end where it's Chandler's dream that I didn't think was very funny.
No.
Yeah.
There's even like gay panic in his sex dream.
Yeah, of course there is. Should we move on? Do you have any other stray observations?
Rachel was very violent in this episode.
Punching a woman?
She punched a woman, and then she, like, threatened Ross. She was very...
She's at her wit's end, I guess.
Yeah.
Funniest moments?
when Joey...
Well, I go first.
Oh, you go.
I go first. Yeah. the reason I think I'm going to steal yours. The reason Joey's saying that he stinks, he's like, I haven't had a shower in 3 days. Plus, I fell in that big tub of worms at the bait stand.
Yeah, it was mine. I liked the scene where Ross calls Monica from the bed and breakfast in Vermont, and you hear Emily in the background. There's a deer just outside eating fruit from the orchard, and then Ross is like, "I gotta go. There's a deer outside eating fruit from the orchard," and then Monica echoes, "Ross is looking at a deer outside." I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, yeah, I liked that. I liked. Phoebe likes the British accents. She says, I love the way they talk. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's all she does.
Yeah.
That's all she does.
Yeah. that was perfect. I don't like Charlton Heston, but he did say, when Joey was saying, I stunk.
Yeah.
He's like, I stunk the place up when he first started.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, because he thinks, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
But Heston thinks that Joey is
talking about his acting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my last one is also a Charlton Heston line. The first thing he says to Joey when he finds him in the shower is, put your pants on, kid, so I can kick your butt. Any more?
No.
Friends that make it fashion?
Yeah. Do I start or do
I start? Ross is wearing, I only have one, and I don't know if it's good or just notable, but Ross is wearing a tangerine tie over a peach shirt. It's a weird color combo.
Hmm. Okay. I like Monica's blue sweater with the collar shirt underneath.
Okay.
I think Rachel's wearing a choker, which I liked. And then we get some nipples.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some protuberances.
Yes.
Yeah. That are presumably nipples.
Yeah. Also, props to the props department. There's more Chinese food takeout containers on the table.
Where?
In the boys' apartment.
Okay.
And then people are constantly eating saltines. They're premium brand saltines.
Yeah. Phoebe, I didn't know if it was supposed to be because she's pregnant. Well, yeah, we didn't even talk about her being pregnant.
Ross,
And
then Ross is eating them also.
I thought maybe she had one of those specific pregnancy cravings. I don't know.
Maybe.
But we didn't even talk about Phoebe being pregnant, but she talks about that and having morning sickness in the evening and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's why she couldn't go to the
opera. To the Deflator Mouse.
Yeah.
I feel like Deflator Mouse is a go-to comedy opera name. I want to say it comes up in Dirty Work, the Norm Macdonald movie. I feel like people just like Deflator Mouse. It sounds like a funny name for an opera.
It is a funny name.
What's under the umbrella?
Playing dumb games with cards when they're bored.
He's
tossing cards into a little cup.
Oh, okay. It was a cup. Yeah, I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, big name guest stars.
Yeah, that's the only one I have here is big cameos.
Animal actors, of course, who are following Chandler around the apartment.
Yeah, the chicken, the duck. Yeah.
Gay panic, even in sex dreams, the dumb battle of the sexes, women are good at listening and dudes are good at strip clubs.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's it.
Should we take a quick break then? Natalie, I've asked you a question.
sure.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we're back from our little break, and we're ready to talk about How I Met Your Mother, Season 4, Episode 14, Possimpable.
Possimpable.
Now they take it away.
Okay, so we're at the apartment. Everyone is opening fan mail from when Robin worked at Metro News 1.
Right.
I guess, she had boxes of it that they never got through. So they're going through it. Robin's still unemployed. She is going to auditions, I guess.
Yeah.
They're talking about what makes like a good like newscaster is a killer sign off phrase.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later. but as they're going through all of this mail, they get something, or Robin gets something from the U.S. Department of Immigration about her like work visa expiring and the threat of her having to go back to Canada. We also get a flashback to 1998. They're eating pizza in the dorm. Oh, and this is where we... Okay, they're talking about resumes.
Yeah.
They're talking about resumes, and they're helping Robin, like, brush up her resume because she has to go to an audition. That's what I have. We just watched it yesterday, and yet I have forgotten it. So they're talking about resumes. She needs to fix up her resume. They're going to help her. Then they start talking about their resume. So Ted's resume, he notes that he was Dr. X at the college radio. He was a college radio DJ. And then we watch Robin's newsreel, which is like very, very Canadian. There's a lot of like Canadian references and like slang, and everyone like jokes that it looks like the worst place in the world.
Well, is it? Is any of it in your funniest moments?
No.
Okay, because I literally liked the clip of her in Canada. She's broadcasting like from the middle of a snowstorm, and she's like, "But the ice fishermen aren't going to stop them. Aren't going to let this stop them from observing this August 1st tradition."
Yeah. In Marshall's resume, he's embellishing about being like a dunk champion.
Right.
And Lily's resume is her eating 29 hot dogs at the Coney Island like, hot dog competition. But then we get to see Barney's video resume from videoresume.com. Barney's video. And it's just like absurd. And he's just like speaking all of these like vague terms. And in different accents, and he's in different scenarios and sitting in different extreme locations. And then he offers to help Robin create like an impressive like newsreel.
Yeah.
We learn that Barney has dancer's hip. And it wasn't
Marshall. Yeah.
Marshall. So it wasn't an injury. Like he gets an injury and it wasn't from like dunking. It was from dancing too much. So he has dancer's hip.
Yeah.
Which is a shock to Lily and everyone. He's embarrassed about it. Barney makes some gross joke about like, well, he's like helping Robin put together like her reel. And he makes a gross joke about already having like lots of footage of her, which is very, very creepy. And I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just out of like being a low point in Robin's life, she tries out to be the lottery girl. And the lottery girl is basically just someone who kind of like sexily reads the lotto numbers. And she can't even get that. So she's depressed about it.
In the audition, it's Seth Morris, right?
Yes.
Very funny actor.
Yes, yeah, he's great at the audition. Yeah. And who's sitting next to him?
The guy's name is Reagan Burns. He's been in a lot of stuff, but I couldn't like pinpoint one thing I knew him from.
Yeah, so they don't like her presentation of how she's like. They're like, can you make it a little more wry?
Yeah,
she's like 16, like she's trying to say it in a wry way, but we don't really understand what that is all about. We get like a dose of everyone else's resume. So Robin just like gives up and resigns to move back to Canada. But then Barney comes through And he actually like sends her reel to like a bunch of different news stations. And there's that like whole joke about, and then they told me to leave. But then they said, you know, like of these like kind of like surprise outcomes.
Yeah, he keeps having these like the ups and downs in his story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he edits a resume and it works out. Ted edits his resume. He takes off the Dr. X thing. Marshall edits his, but then Lily like doubles down on hers and eats 33 hot dogs.
Yeah.
And adds it to her resume. And then there's a little like tag at the end of like a flashback tag when like Ted as like Dr. X is trying to like mount a protest about the meal plan being racist.
Yeah.
At college.
Yeah. He never explains
yeah. it. No one ever shows up. And he's like, no one ever shows up to my happenings. And that's kind of the end of the episode. And I'm sure I missed stuff in there.
I feel like they really, even before we saw the clip, I feel like they were really highlighting Robin's Canadian-ness. Like she says sorry even before that.
Yeah.
And she also says...
sorry.
A phrase that... I hear Canadians say sometimes and I never think of when they say, she says before I moved down here.
Yeah.
Which is cause there used to be that, used to be a show called the LA Complex that was a Canadian show, but it was about Canadian actors. I mean, it was all fictional, but Canadian actors like moving to LA to try and get careers and they all lived in the same building. That's why it was called the LA Complex or whatever. But they would say like, I've been down in LA for how many years? Like people, like I don't even know if people from like Portland say down in LA, or you know what I'm saying. So like, it's interesting to think. I don't know. I moved down here. It's just not something you think of someone saying about New York City when you're from America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I guess unless you're from like Maine or whatever.
Yeah.
It's sort of like when we used to watch. When it still existed, Chopped Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Because it was Dean, what's his name?
Yeah. Tori Spelling's
ex-husband. Yeah. They would talk about like the East Coast.
Yeah.
And like in Canada. The East Coast means a different thing because it's like Nova Scotia and it's more like rustic and whatever. Right. Whereas when Americans say East Coast, they're talking about like, you know, old gray smoggy cities and stuff like that. It's a, they mean two different things.
Yeah. I kind of failed to mention that the title of the episode, Possimpable. So when Barney's like showing us his like video resume and then doing Robin's, like, he does these like hybrid words of like two different things. And he's just like throwing out meaningless words to kind of elicit like, like some grandiose response.
Yeah.
And I didn't write down like a bunch of the other ones.
No, I don't remember them either.
Created.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only other thing I wanted to mention is the montage of them all updating their resumes at the end. The song was it's called Waterfall and it's by James, the band that is best known for the song Laid, which is one of the greatest songs of the 90s, probably.
Yeah.
Is that 90s or is it 80s? I feel like it's early 90s.
It's early 90s. Yeah.
But I didn't really know this song, but it was a good song. So Waterfall by James.
Yeah.
Check them out. Are we moving on to funniest moments then?
Yeah.
What do you
When Robin like tries to play with different sign-offs, she just starts like saying random words. One of them, recycling. May your days be lit with dreams. Also, like they're just absurd.
Recycling. That's funny.
Recycling.
I liked so a couple of mine are from Barney's video. So Barney's. Barney is narrating the video, but he's denying that it's him because it's like,
oh yeah,
like he has an English accent, but then the accent like switches from English to Scottish. Yeah. So the switching accent is very funny.
Yeah. we talked about when she's when Robin's interviewing for the Lotto Girl, the two actors, I'm forgetting their names.
Seth Morris and I think Regan Burns.
Yeah. So all Robin's doing is saying the numbers, but he says, she seems super mean. Like when they're critiquing her delivery.
All right. My favorite part of Barney's resume video was all the like resume type trust, like buzzwords.
Yes.
So like there's a guy jumps out of the plane and the parachute says trustworthy.
Yes.
And then there's, I don't know, because I think you might have, you know how I always say I'm missing things on Friends because I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
I think you might have missed one because you were, because I looked over at you and you didn't react. But there's a tanker truck that says detail oriented on it and it falls out of the sky and explodes.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I kind of missed that, but I did notice punctual.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very funny.
Lily says after like Marshall gets his diagnosis, Lily says, why are you dancing so much and why don't I know about it?
Yeah.
Well, because then, Marshall has this like secret.
He dances in secret.
He dances in secret, like in his office or when no one's watching.
Well, that's funny. That's your next one because mine is right from that same conversation. Lily says, "How much dancing are we talking about?" And he says, "I guess I'd say medium."
Yeah, yeah. When Barney's doing Robin's like video, he wants her to break like 15 bricks with her forehead.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't break bricks with my forehead. And Barney says, it's not 1950s anymore. Yes, you can.
Yeah. That was my next one too. So I'm out.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Should we move on to How I Met Your Mother, but make it fashion?
Yeah. I don't have anything except Lily looks more matronly than ever. And then I felt like, was she actually pregnant here?
I don't know. Let's find out. Well, this is because early 2009.
When she eats all of those hot dogs, she has like what looks like a pregnant belly, and that's the joke.
Oh, it's
like
maybe she full was.
Of hot dogs, so I thought maybe the joke was like she actually is pregnant, and this is their way of like.
That's very possible.
Making it funny.
Let's see. Oh god, I'm on her Wikipedia. Oh yeah. Yeah.
She was pregnant.
Her first daughter was born in March of 2009.
Okay, so and she was probably like 7-8 months. Like, she was quite pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's very funny.
So maybe that's why her clothing is even more matronly, because she's...
did you... I know... you never watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
No.
Right? It could be fun depending on the guest. And one of the guests is Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who was always fun. Right. Mm-hmm. And she talks to Jerry about a story. She said, because there's a season of Seinfeld where she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she says, Jerry and Larry came up to her and said, what if we don't try to hide the pregnancy? What if we just have a storyline this season where Elaine gets fat? And she like burst into tears, and they were like, "Oh no, we don't have to do it. It was just an idea."
Yeah.
But then on Comedians in Cars and Getting Coffee, she's like, looking back, that might have been funny.
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing I noticed is that the horizontal stripes this season are just all over the place. Because in the opening scene, Robin's wearing like when they're going through the fan mail, Robin's wearing like a loose fitting like sweater that's again like purple and black and gray horizontal stripes. It's really,
she can get away with it.
They were really on the on that horizontal stripe warpath.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a bunch of stuff under the umbrella.
Yeah.
I'll start. Just we see flashback Lily and Marshall, and eventually flashback Ted again. So all those wigs come back.
Yeah, from college, from the dorm life.
Yeah.
We already talked about like all the Canadian stuff over Canada.
Yeah. Here's something I didn't like. That's also unfortunately a running thing. Joking about Marshall being a girl.
Yes.
I didn't like in all of that because of his dancer's hip. They were talking about.
Yeah. They made a joke at some point.
Gynecologist or.
Yeah. About like getting vaginal rejuvenation surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like in the fight when he didn't go out with Will Sasso and fight.
Yeah.
Didn't they also do a bunch of like, they're always calling Marshall a girl. What else do you have?
Well, Barney's ridiculous websites.
You mentioned it, but it's a running thing. Barney filming women without their knowledge is not, this isn't the first time we've heard of him doing that.
Yeah. We get an awesome, we get a legendary, punctual, dependable. talked about.
And the only other thing I have is just Barney loves Robin. Barney goes to great lengths to help out Robin, to keep her around.
Yeah. Should we look at similarities?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we talked about guest stars. Charlton Heston is bigger than the guest stars in...
Seth Morris? Yeah, I guess he is. Yeah, and he's also playing himself.
Right.
Well, here, okay, so Chandler is picturing the gals with other gals. And here, Robin says something about an audition. It was me up against two other girls, and Barney, like...
fantasizes about that. Yeah, I have that as well.
Yeah.
Also, British accents. Phoebe's...
Woo! Oh. I love the way they talk. Ooh!
And then, Barney's unfortunate British/Scottish accent.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot we're going to have to play favorites.
Wait, we're not done.
Oh, there's more similarities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess Barney's always talking about, like, going to strip clubs.
Right,
and
yeah.
And girls, like, being good at stripping.
yeah.
But big songs. Like, you mentioned the James song, and then there's Depeche Mode song.
Yeah. British... James is British, right?
Yeah.
It's a British band? Yeah.
Oh, also just like the idea of there being, like in Friends, this was very Barney, like talking about like phases and like having like different categories of things and orders of things.
Like, yeah, Joey has like a, what's what I'm looking for? Phase two. Like a hypothesis or,
This is very much like a Barney.
Yeah, very much.
Phases of breakup or whatever. Okay, should we do playing favorites?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1,
Friends. Yeah. It was very funny. It had Depeche Mode and Charlton Heston. I'm hoping/assuming that Emily is going to come back. And then this is,
You don't know about Emily?
No, okay. I don't know anything about Emily.
She'll be back.
Never heard of her.
Go on.
Because I was surprised that Tate Donovan came back, but happy to see him again. Yeah. But yeah, the How I Met Your Mother episode had a bunch of jokes, but also the like dumb Marshall is a girl stuff kind of annoyed me. Yeah. And it wasn't just, and also coming on the heels of 3 Days of Snow, which we both loved.
Yeah.
It was a just okay episode, whereas the Friends episode was quite good.
Yeah. And I also like, because the Friends are often like, well, How I Met Your Mother does this as well, but it's kind of like slut-shamey, where I thought that this was like pretty like sex positive. Like they loved going to the strip club and they had like a positive, great experience and were supportive of all these women. So I kind of like to see that. And like, as like retrograde as the show is, like it just seemed more progressive than what I'm used to.
How Many Your Mother has often been like, very slut shamey.
Yeah.
Which is especially your beloved Marshall. He's the worst. Yeah. Well, let's catch up on our correspondence, right?
Yeah.
I should have gotten it ready, but listeners are, friends and mothers are probably sick of hearing me say that.
True Davey fashion.
So let's see. Steph reached out. Because we were talking about the Willow from Buffy wearing the same clothes as Phoebe. And so Steph came in with some new information that Cynthia Bergstrom, the head wardrobe stylist from Buffy, mentioned borrowing things directly from the Friends wardrobe team. And Steph sent another picture of Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Aniston both wearing the exact same top.
I love that.
And then more specifically, Steph said, because we were talking about when I met Steph at Comic-Con, and she said, yes, it was 2011. That was the year nothing went right, and she didn't mind not getting to go back. So it was a bad Comic-Con for her. Wow. I guess meeting me was probably part of the...
That was
nothing went right, including... Yeah. She said she listens in her car. Oh, she also said, Roll Tide is a greeting as well as an exclamation. I do not care for football enough to go to the trouble of breaking a law, because I was talking about the idiot who poisoned the trees on the Auburn campus. We got some emails too, but I'm checking real quick because I'm pretty certain. Paige says that there's an upcoming episode. I guess this was last episode, aired on January 19th, 2009, which was the day she turned 14. Let's see. Jackson said it was this, I love the ongoing conversation between Steph and Jackson on the comic correspondence section. So Jackson says to Steph that he loves his Bama rivals. You have to when you grow up around them. And then he says something else that's more about this stuff is more about Battleship Retention. He said, I told you once that Friends guest stars would reach the point of absurdity, and the one with Joey's Dirty Day proves that. I don't know if it was absurd. Charlton Heston? Yeah. And then he says, happy viewing and War Eagle. I think... Oh, I got so many tweets from... Because we did a Q&A... on the Battleship Retention Patreon, patreon.com/battleshipretention. So I have a bunch of tweets that are like about that. So I'm trying to get away from those. And then real quick, what is the date today? The day of recording?
Monday the 30th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you have any reviews?
I'll get to that at the end. I don't think we do, but I'll look at the end. Andrew says, appreciated the shout out. This is the one who had a friend who, so he said, my friend actually listened ahead and got a surprise, following with the recommendations. And I'm glad you're visiting the city of brotherly love, because we're going to Philadelphia in June.
Yes.
He said, we talked about this. So he said, not a cheesesteak place, but Chickies and Pete's is a classic spot in South Philly. That sounds fun. Okay. Best cheese fries in the world. Other great options. As far as cheesesteak places, you can get them just about anywhere, but best is Tony Luke's. He said, avoid Pat's and Geno's, which is what I said. I didn't want to go to Pat's and Geno's. Those are touristy places.
Two separate places, or is it called Pat and Geno's?
No, those are the two. They're supposed to be like the warring places, but Reading Terminal Market is a great place for all kinds of food, especially the soft pretzels. We both like a soft pretzel. Yeah. I like every kind of pretzel. Well, not every kind. I don't like when there's anything sweet, you know?
Oh, like cinnamon sugar ones.
But I don't even like a honey mustard pretzel.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I like mustard. I don't like a honey mustard. He says that. Okay, Andrew also says something he forgot to mention last time. Funny you always mention Nacho Daddy in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He said he'd never heard of it until he moved to Atlanta. The only one... Well, here's the weird thing he says. He says the only one on the East Coast is right here in Metro Atlanta, which feels very random to me as opposed to New York. Anyway, thanks and go Birds. He's talking about the Eagles. Atlanta's not the East Coast, is it?
No.
Yeah.
It's the South.
Yeah. And it's not on the coast.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in the Eastern time zone?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Love those nachos.
We do love Nacho Daddy. And then Jennifer says... let's see. Okay, so she says Jennifer's from Australia, as we talked about. She's a big Please Like Me fan, so she's loving the references to the pod. As for winter decorations at Christmas, I think I've been sufficiently brainwashed by Northern Hemisphere media that it doesn't seem that weird to me.
Yeah.
I also associate Halloween with autumn, even though it happens in spring. Go figure. But isn't there a thing like? Wasn't there a thing this past October? Went viral, like someone in Australia putting a sign on their door telling trick-or-treaters to go away because this isn't America.
Right.
So I think there are... So we're going to keep this going, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Or any other Aussie listeners that we have.
Yeah.
What is with the anti-Halloween sentiment? Is it anti-American sentiment?
Yeah.
In which case, I totally get it.
Totally get it.
Yeah. she says she definitely thought the Australian Open happened in Melbourne every year. She Googled it, and it looks like it moved or it moved around until 1972 when they decided to permanently hold it in Melbourne. So once again, as I often do with our On This Day segment, I am questioning the dumb website I chose to use for it because it always has things that are a day off or like... Yeah, like, why would, if the Australian Open has been in Melbourne every year since 1972, why would it being announced in 2008 be a big deal?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. I think that might be it.
Okay.
Hey, if we ever, like Paige once did, if you ever send us anything and we forget to note it, as long as it wasn't, like, you know, racist or sexist or homophobic or something like that, remind us.
Yeah.
Yeah, send it again because...
Resend it. And then for this week, calls to action were experiences with strip clubs.
Yeah.
We can talk about exaggerating on a resume.
Okay.
We could talk about problematic faves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your...
Well, also, do you like sinks that have separate faucets for hot and cold water?
And then,
if you do, what's wrong? Why? What is wrong with you? Why would you like that?
And of course, always it's fun to hear what you're doing when you're listening to the pod.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Okay, so are we on to? I teased it before, but we're on to my favorite segment to introduce, which is called How Were We Doing? This is where we look at what was happening in the world in the days that these episodes aired. So season 4, episode 14 of Friends, which again is called The One with Joey's Dirty Day, aired on Thursday, February 5th, 1998. So Paige was 4? Am I doing the... Yeah, no, 3. Okay. I had something here. Author Tom Clancy confirms he signed an agreement to purchase the Minnesota Vikings for slightly more than $200 million, an NFL franchise record. What this dumb website doesn't say is that it didn't end up going through. Hmm. Tom Clancy never owned the Minnesota Vikings. He was part owner of the Browns? I can't remember. I looked it up. He was a part owner of something. Also on this day, Tim Kelly from the band Slaughter died, and he was only like 35. Mm. Top 5 songs in the U.S. on this day. Number 5, Puff Daddy, Been Around the World. Number 4, Savage Garden, Truly Madly Deeply, which goes... number 3, Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live... And number 2, Usher's Nice and Slow. And number 1, Janet's Together Again. So season 4, episode 14 of How I Met Your Mother, which is called Pass Impable, aired on Monday, February 2nd, 2009. Let's see. Eric Holder was confirmed by the United States Senate as the Attorney General on that day. So, yeah, good for him. Thought I had something else, but that's good enough. Top 5 songs in the U.S. on that day. At number 5, Taylor Swift, Love Story. At number 4, Kanye West's Heartless. At number 3, Beyonce, All the Single Ladies. All the Single Ladies. At number 2, Lady Gaga's Just Dance. Replaced at number 1 by Kelly Clarkson's My Life Would Suck Without You. Hmm. Which I vaguely remember that song, but I can't remember how it goes.
I don't remember.
I remember that title. Kelly Clarkson seems very cool, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen, you know, she has like a talk show now.
Yeah.
And she starts out every episode with a cover, and she's covered like all kinds of crazy different stuff. Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone seems to love her and say she's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like Kelly Clarkson. We're pro Kelly Clarkson over here.
In fact, a friend of ours was in a commercial with her for Wayfair and said that she was a delight.
Oh. Yeah. I'm assuming I know which friend that is, but I don't remember the commercial.
I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, okay. Should check that out.
He's just in the background.
Okay. Okay. Wasn't he also once in a commercial? The same friend was in a commercial with what's become known as the Hot Wendy.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Wendy's.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to our final segment, which is called Challenge Accepted. This is where we try to predict what's going to happen next week on both shows, armed only with the knowledge of the episode title. Okay. But first, let's see how we do. How we did.
Okay.
Okay. I said Joey falls behind on the laundry and goes about his day stinking like a sweat sock, and it costs him a date. So I was... Yeah, I was off. I guess I was right, like, about him stinking, even though that wasn't in the title.
Yeah.
So, like, I was right about him stinking, but that's not enough. You said Barney and Robin's chemistry gets all stirred up again, despite the odds initially being stacked against them. I don't think that's what happened.
No.
I mean, we got a little bit of Barney loves Robin, but I wouldn't say there was much chemistry.
No.
Yeah. All right, so let's make our predictions, but I'm going to need you to vamp for just a second.
Oh. Platinum aged balsamic vinegar, truffle oil duo, whole colossal Kalamata olives, four cheese scalloped potatoes.
Okay.
Truffle dip.
Season 4, episode 15 of Friends is called The One with All the Rugby. The one with all the rugby. There's a lot of rugby, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We just learned from Bar Trivia last night that the 27 Rugby World Cup, like, qualifying rounds were held in Papua New Guinea. I think we learned that from Bar Trivia.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to help me here, though.
We did win Bar Trivia last night.
Yeah, we sure did.
First place.
Okay, the one with all the rugby. Who is okay? So they played football on Thanksgiving, but I'm gonna say, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Does this have to do with Emily? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd say that's a good guess.
I'm going to say the guys, okay, the fellas.
The blokes.
Okay, yes, the blokes.
Fancy.
No, I'm going to say the blokes cavalierly volunteer to fill in for Emily's mates on a rugby team and get a proper walloping.
Good one.
Okay, so yeah, that's the thing. They think because they play football all the time or whatever, like, they think...
Certainly we can...
Yeah, we could do this. Yeah. They get their asses kicked.
Okay.
Which probably, of course, Ross is trying to impress Emily, so he's probably going to be really mature about that.
Sure.
Okay. Season 4, episode 15.
Of How I Met Your Mother.
Of How I Met Your Mother is called The Stinsons.
Okay. Okay.
The Stinsons.
So obviously it's a Barney episode. Yeah. I mean, we only see, like, little portions of his mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we the first time we just saw her heard her voice, and it was Megan Mullally.
And she was, like, smoking.
But when we actually met her, it was, what's her name from 6 Feet Under? The mom from 6 Feet Under.
Oh,
Frances Fisher?
Yeah. Sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay, is she going to
Frances Conroy.
Frances Conroy.
There is an actress named Frances Fisher.
Okay. So I think the Stinsons are going to come visit Barney in New York.
Okay.
And we're going to get to see...
So, by the sense you mean Barney's mom and brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And brother visit.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to see some of that old...
The Big Apple.
Barney's, like, sensitivity come through.
Oh, okay. And Barney's... And Barney regresses into his beta male state.
Yeah. Barney gets beta.
Yeah. Okay. That's it then. We got to the end of the episode. We did it. Everything we were supposed to do. You can find this podcast wherever you found it. Good for you. You already did that. But you can also find posts for every episode at battleshippretension.com. That's also where you can find my other podcast, Battleship Pretension. You can email us at the one where I met your mother at gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Davey Pretension. I feel like I usually say a third thing, but I can't remember what it is. Natalie, remind the listeners where they can find you on the internet.
Well, they can't, but they should, tell your friends, tell your mothers. If you like this episode, you should rate, review, subscribe. You already have lots of calls to action.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know. Give us a 5-star rating. Why don't you, when you open up the app, unless you hate us.
Yeah.
In which case.
Yeah, don't lie.
Don't lie. Yeah. But tell us why you hate us.
Sure. Constructive criticism, as Charles Stiles would say.
We'll probably agree with you. until next time, we'll see you at the Dumb Ol' Opera.